This is GQDN for Friday, finally Friday, March 6th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase, and go get Questworthy while you're at it. Do it. It's good stuff. Bye. Patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, Hytale might have something for you. Capcom might there as well. And we got a little bit of Diablo news as well. But we have to begin with what happened yesterday. Because according to Mashable.com, Asha Sharma, the CEO of Xbox, did make a post up on X and did confirm the next Xbox gaming console. Here's what she said, quote, "Great start to the morning with Team Xbox, where we talked about our commitment to the return of Xbox, including Project Helix, the code name for our next generation console," end quote. And yes, that is Project Helix. So here is what we know. It will be a console that can do PC gaming. So this will be considered a hybrid console between PC and Xbox consoles. Furthermore, all of the payment options will be available on this Helix platform. All of them. That is all that we know at this point. We don't know the specs, we don't know the prices, we don't know anything outside of what I just told you. The announcement was made, and that is pretty huge in itself. At least we didn't have to go to court to find out what happened. Yeah, I know. WCCF Tech did say that the Ashes of Creation CEO that obtained the first legal victory with TRO against TFE and the board. So the CEO is Stephen Sheriff, and he did get his first legal victory against the board, obtaining a temporary restraining order, TRO, from the judge. So as a reminder, there's an implosion from the game, and they had a removal from Steam, and not to mention some of the fraud accusations that was leveled by one of the game investors. Sheriff was targeted by a lawsuit filed by the TFE Games Holding on February 9th this year, and that was in the Nevada District Court in Clark County. But within a week or so, he filed a lawsuit against Robert Dawson, which is a major investor behind Ashes of Creation, and the TFE Games Holding that was done on February 14th. So yeah, within a week. And that was in the federal court in California. So the judge, Linda Lopez, of the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of California, granted Sheriff's motion on the following criteria: likelihood of success on the merits, irreparable harm, public interest, balance of hardships. And within the TRO, TFE will not be able to access or use any of the Intrepid's trade secrets. And the judge did mandate that a neutral intellectual property custodian could be appointed by next Monday, March 9th, to have all the passwords, credentials, and source control access to Intrepid's accounts, which means TFE will not be able to access any of it, even indirectly. Indirectly. That is until the injunction hearing is held. And that will be on March 18th. But the Nevada lawsuit that is filed by TFE against Sheriff, the judge did previously grant a temporary restraining order on February 24th in the opposite direction, meaning Sheriff's agents from withholding usernames and passwords will be the same as the TFE. So everybody's froze. So in a general rule, the federal courts supersede state courts on the matters of federal law. And for his part, Sheriff shared a lengthy letter on Ashes of Creation's subreddit. Now it's clarifying that the restraining order would prevent further dismantling or transfer Intrepid's assets. It would also preserve the IP from being sold off to a third party. But he did acknowledge that the damage is already done. Employees were terminated without pay or benefits. The game was pulled from Steam, and years of work are now in uncertainty. And Sheriff did signal that that was just the beginning. Now in the letter, the Intrepid founder, did deny taking Steam's revenue from early access of Launch and Essence of Creation, and he did receive none of it, and the narrative blaming him for the company's collapse was misinformation that was done by Dawson. So that is the legal part, and we're going to keep our eyes on that, because I bet that's going to get messy, or even messier than what it is. Speaking of a mess, and I got my eyes on this one definitely because, you know, I'm Joe and you know I play on PlayStation. PushSquare.com did say that some of the PS5 users, like me, are paying more for their games on the PlayStation Store than others. Why? Because they're testing out some dynamic pricing. So a few months ago, they did report that there was some inconsistent pricing on the PlayStation Store, and it has not gone away. So over on Reddit, where the post was removed by a moderator, so they wrote this before the post was removed, one person shared their experience while looking at Assassin's Creed Unity, which did receive an update enabling 60 frames per second performance when played on PlayStation 5. So when not signed in, the game showed a discount price of maybe £3.25. When they logged into their account, the price was £10. And Push Square was able to replicate that on the browser on the PlayStation Store. So when people were logged in, they saw the higher price. But that wasn't the only one. When they were logged out, they looked at The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered, and that showed up at £45. After logging in, the price changed to £42.50. Okay, the price went down, but that's still a change. Well, that's just a couple of examples, because that is the scale experiment with dynamic pricing. So the price tracking website PS Prices was keeping tabs on that for a while, and they did report on their findings. So here's what they said. Quote, some PlayStation Store users see exponential prices that are significantly lower than the standard retail price. This is a controlled A to B test by Sony to study the price elasticity of demand. Users are randomly placed in controller test groups and see different prices for the same games, end quote. So basically that's not affecting everyone, but it might be possible that you could see a higher price or lower price in the PlayStation Store prices than other PlayStation 5 users, and you might not even know about it. Scared enough? Try playing Diablo 4. Blizzard is changing the pace of leveling for Diablo 4 and the Lord of Hatred expansion. So here's what your gamers, what they're talking about. What are they talking about? I don't know. My words are being difficult. Anyway, the pace of leveling in Diablo 4 is going to change when Blizzard releases Lord of Hated expansion on April 28th. And the game director, Colin Finer, explained to a group of press that they were at Blizzard headquarters recently. Here's what Colin did say. Quote, we've actually rebalanced a little bit. We've increased the level cap from 60 to 70 in Lord of Hatred, but the time it takes to get to max level is the same. What the curve is going to look like today, you get through 1 to 20, 1 to 25 really quick. It's almost over in a second. What we are doing is front loading a lot of the monster cleaning you do early, so it's slower early, but then in the levels later it's much less. Combining it takes 20 hours to get to the max level. We're essentially saying that the first 20 levels are going to take a little bit longer, but the back half is going to be much faster. Though the thought is you're going to have a lot more skills at your disposal. You're going to be killing way more monsters, and we want to be a snappy and more evenly paced throughout. So scaling is scaling, but is that hard? GamingBolt.com says that one of the employees was talking about trying to make another big hit, and they said it was, quote, far from impossible. So they were speaking to, well, anonymous employee was speaking to GameFile, and the employee did say that the company's seemed inability to identify and fix the development issues and the general lack of accountability. So instead of that, by saying that, well, they said, quote, not being able to identify and fix a pattern of spiraling developments is a failure from Ubisoft management. No one has taken responsibility for that failure today, and the consequences fall on the development teams through their internal dismantlement and ultimately layoffs. Top management walks away unscathed, questioning all but itself in the major reset. Ubisoft is now hated by a big part of the public for a decade of disappointing releases, hated by many of their own developers for years of mismanagement, hated by the market for its poor editorial and financial planning. With this amount of frustration on all sides, it's tough to imagine Ubisoft making a big hit ever again. Tough, but quite far from impossible. End quote. Well, we'll see what happens, because some of the employees and representatives, Mark Rossi and Jacob Maturi, did call for the resignation of the CEO, Jens Gulmont. Sorry if I butchered all the names, and I probably did. But they were referring to the company's leadership and actions of betrayal, and they called out Ubisoft's deposum, and the company did face a lack of diversity when it came to the new options of ideas, which is important for the industry based on creativity. Further quote, if you just put your white male friends in those jobs, then you don't promote any diversity or get any new opinions or ideas. We're in a creative job. We need new ideas to come in and help us make great new games, but we don't have that. We don't have this mindset for creativity. End quote. Could Ubisoft be in trouble? Well, unfortunately, we don't have any equipment or esports to talk about, so we're just going to go from the negative to the positive. Blueberry now has a Nintendo Switch release date and a new trailer via NintendoEverything.com. The game is coming to Switch on May 28th. This is a story-driven puzzle platformer, and if you're into that stuff, that's going to be good for you. But if you got, once again, a PlayStation, and if you're into zombies, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, yet another zombie survivor is already hitting it on their own PC pretty well. But there's a demo for PlayStation 5 on the PlayStation Store. So now you can go play the demo, and yep, that's going to be, once again, very fun for all you zombie fighters. Well, yeah, Capcom happened yesterday too. And I'm going to be as quick as I can, because according to Polygon.com, Pragmata got a release date, and that'll be coming on April 17th on all the platforms, and there's going to be amiibo-based Diana. Mega Man Dual Overdrive also coming. The producer, Shingo Azumi, and Mega Man Dual Overdrive producer, Haruki Minamati, did reveal one of the robot masters that will appear and next year's mainline Mega Man game. And Robot Master was designed by fans. And Mega Man development team had to choose from 6 designs. So it's up for contention by the bosses Valve Man, Juggle Man, Recycle Man, Cactus Man, Cleanser Man, and Sweeper Woman. So that's going to get some addition. Street Fighter 6 got some news as well. And some of the fighters that showed up in Street Fighter 3 we'll be going to Street Fighter 6 on March 17th. Then we got some news from Onimusha, Way of the Sword. And they released a new overview for that game. And this game will be released sometime this year on PlayStation and Xbox and PC. Then here's everybody's favorite, Monster Hunter. And this is Monster Hunter Stories 3, Twisted Reflection. Showed a launch trailer, cosmetics, all that stuff. The game will be released on March 13th for Switch 2. PlayStation 5, Windows PC, and Xbox Series X. And then they showed off the Mega Man Star Force Legacy Collection. And this will be arriving on March 27th for the Nintendo Switch, I would assume 1 and 2, PlayStation 4 and 5, PC, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. That's a lot right there. This could be a lot to you if you can get it. PC Games End did say the Hytale's new $100,000 mod contest is up and going. Hytale lead Colin LaFlame went to X to announce the start of a competition that could be viewed quote, like esports but for modders, end quote. So he said, quote, this Hytale New Worlds modding contest is the first step. There will be many more, end quote. And the modding videos contest will partner with CurseForge. In the first contest, we'll be focusing on three categories, World Gen V2, NPCs, and experiences. For the quote, we chose World Gen V2 and NPC very intentionally. These are areas where we know extraordinary talents exist. And honestly, we're scouting, end quote. So that is going on. And you could win some money off of that. That would be good. No show for tomorrow. But we will be back Monday. So you can find me at Joe Brahms on both Blue Sky and X. And you can find me at twitch.tv/JoeSpace. You can find Gulvin at Gulvin Versus, twitch.tv/Gulvin, and go check out the Monk Craft podcast as well. You can check us out at Group Quest, both X and Blue Sky. And you can check us out on twitch.tv/DawnForge Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you again Monday for more news about video games. So until then, go play some video games, people.